Yo, 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 what up, what up, what up? It's your girl, V Henny Man. You already know the vibes. Welcome to the Artist Show, where we talk shit about music, entertainment, and the everyday struggles. Yeah. And you know how we do, man. We always have a dope guest in the building, man. Staten Island's own recording artist, the people's champ.
Yeah.
We have Nizzle Man in the building.
Hey, giggity gang. Yo, I'm happy to be here. Yo, I felt like I was just walking out like to a boxing match just now. Word. But yeah, it's me, man. You know what it is. Staten America, 241 Port Rooker, Richmond, Yap City. You know what I'm saying? We here.
What's good? What's good? What's good? Hold up, because I don't got the budget. So I usually be like, burp, 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 burp. You know, I got to put the sound effects and everything, drop you them. Know? But what's good? How you doing? How you feeling?
I'm feeling healthy. I'm feeling alive. Just motivated to keep going.
That's what's
keep
up.
Keep doing what I'm doing.
Well, before we get into anything, right, I just want to do a toast very quickly.
Yeah, let's do it.
I want to just say shout out to you, everything you're accomplishing. Congratulations on your success.
Thank you.
Keep making it happen. You dig?
Yeah, facts.
Let's do this right
that's
here.
Oh. Got the Henny, you know what I'm saying?
Woo, we got that brown water.
Yeah.
Ah, that's what we're talking about. So Nizzle, I've been doing some research on you, and, you know, love what you're doing.
Nice.
I know you've been in the industry for a very long time.
I mean, when you stress very long time, that's like, damn, very long time.
I mean, you know what it is? I'm going to keep it stacked. Like, I was listening. You have tracks, so you've been in the game for a minute. So, like, you have your whole, and we're going to talk about that as well. But you know you have your true magic.
Yeah, I came from somewhere.
You know. So I want to know, what was the motivation behind you starting to do music?
That's like a two part answer now.
Okay.
Because it's like my first motivation was totally different from what like motivates me now. So
okay.
Like, what do you want?
So I
want
to know, what was your first motivation, and I want to know now where you're at with this.
My first motivation was to, like, get my moms and my grandmoms, like, a house. Well, really get my grandmoms $1 million and buy my moms a big house. And,
okay.
Like, that was really, like, truly my motivation. Like I really believed that's what was going to happen.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And then right now, like, you know, my parents passed away. So, like, that took me out for a while, like, because I lost my motivation. But, like, my new motivation is just wanting to be alive and wanting to get to the point where I feel like, damn, I wish my moms, like, had this, or, like, we ain't had this then, and be inside all over again and just being with Franny and my family, my sisters, like, and winning, you know what I'm saying? And just feeling like everybody that's watching us is, like, yo, they moms, they dad would be proud.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's really the motivation right now.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Knowing that you mentioned how... You know, obviously, and I'm sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
You know, knowing that that happened and you sort of lost that motivation, what did you have to do to get that back? Because, you know, artists tend to get stuck in that energy in a sense, you know?
Yeah, I think for me, it was like coming back home to New York City, because prior to like my mom passing away, I lived in L.A.
Okay.
In California for like, I think 3 years.
Okay.
Maybe not four. I didn't go get to the fourth. So, like, it was like I was disconnected from just where I was from.
Okay.
But I was also in a different mode when I was in Cali. I was writing, I was on the movie sets, I was doing certain things. So, it's like when I got back to New York, Franny was running around the city, like, with everybody that was hot, doing like the PR side, you know what I'm saying, of what we do. And I just sat back and observed, like, what was going on, what was the vibe of New York City.
Okay.
And, like, for a while, I didn't feel like I fit in because, like, I was honestly freshly back. It's a night and day from the West Coast to the East Coast.
Yeah.
So, like, it took, like, I would say, like, 4 or 5 months before I thought that I would try something of, like, New York sound and what was going on. And when I did it, like, the rapport I got back from the people that was following me, it was pretty good. So it was like, I still didn't just go full force. I just kept going. Then I was in Fight Club Studio.
Okay.
But it was IMI at the time. I was in there and I heard the Snakes beat. I don't know if you ever heard that record from me, but that was like my first record that I heard that beat. And that's what happened. Like, I went in. Like, and from that, like, I don't know. Like, it, like I feel like I was reborn into, like, my life because I took away. That's what happened. Let me go back. I could actually pinpoint it. Like, I had a lot of, like, marketing.
Okay.
Like, prior to, like my mom's passing away. And, like, and when I say that, it's, like, I had wore a life jacket at a time. And it's, like, there's a story behind the life jacket, like, of me putting it on. But wearing it after, it became its own entity. Like, yo, this is a marketing. And I don't like to use the word scheme, so I don't know what's the proper word. Because it wasn't a scheme. It was just, like, a good marketing pitch, like, standpoint for me. So, like, I did a lot of that. I used to rap, change my voice.
Gotcha.
Add certain, like, three different layers of ad-libs just to create another voice because it's, like, I was happy and I just made music. But I think when I lost my parents, like, it took that out of me. Like, it didn't make me want to give up, but it took, like, it was just corny to me. Like, because it was already 4 or 5 months since I wore the life jacket. Last time I wore it was at a show with Justina Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom's was there, and it just was so much with it, like, and it was, like, almost corny to me, like, yo, and I think that's what changed, like, I stopped caring, and, gotcha. Like, I go in there, and I really express what I'm feeling, like, I don't change my voice, I don't have to, like, people fell in love with how I really actually sound, and all my OGs used to tell me that when I was younger, like, bro, you don't gotta change your voice, but, and I mean, like, I was in love with different type of music, so I wanted to try to add accents to words and it's still cool, but it's like I think right now, like, people are getting the raw nizzle, man.
Okay.
And like, that's what they rocking with. They seeing my story, they seeing the growth, and they understand, like, the hurt that I've been through.
You know, you mentioned your growth, right? And like I mentioned, like, listening to the growth, as you mentioned, right? Now you, like, I went to your SoundCloud even, right? And then it's like, again, you have the versatility. You're very versatile, you know?
Uh-huh.
So the versatility of, you know, you from Coke, no cola.
That's
right?
Crazy. You really went to the SoundCloud.
I'm telling you, like, True Magic, Naomi. Then now recently, you know, Yesterday, Fallen, Wally, and all that, right? So it's like,
You from the South? How you know how to say Wody like that?
Well, I lived in the South.
Right,
I lived in
Florida.
I lived in Florida for
Wody,
a few.
Like,
yeah.
A couple people's like, Wody, what's that say? You just like Wody. Like,
nah, because I lived in Florida. I lived in Orlando. So, you know, like,
they be saying that in New Orleans a lot.
Oh, do,
like,
they?
Yeah, that's
okay,
why I just came from there. That's why it was like, it was fresh in my mind.
Gotcha.
So that's why I named it that.
Gotcha. But, you know, like, I want to know, at what given point, you know, in your career did you realize and understand your sound?
I think, like, with Yesterday, like, that record, like, made me understand. Because when I did Fallen, like, I was just rocking out. And then, the rapport I'm getting in the streets, you know what I'm saying? Of course, like, obviously didn't hit a million yet. We all want that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's just true. It's true what I'm doing. So it's like my feedback, what I'm getting from people. When I did Yesterday at Traffic Jam Music Fest in Coney Island, like, that really hit people. I seen it in people's face, what I'm saying. Like, and it's just like I felt like I was speaking to, like, the past me and the people that's really in the town right now, because it's like it's so much death.
I know.
Like, a lot of people could relate when I say, you ever had to call your friend's moms and tell her that her son died? You know what I mean? Like, it's like, that's a real moment.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I've been through that a couple times, having to call somebody and tell them that they peoples is dead. And, you know what I'm saying? Those conversations is not ones you want to have, because at that moment, nobody believes that you gave it your all. Or, you know what I'm saying? They just want to hear what was going to happen, who did, like, nobody want to hear who did it, who did what. So it's like, after I did Yesterday and I seen, like, people were really starting to, like, all right, bro, he talking, it motivated me. And then I had a label meeting with like my team,
okay.
Franny, Ghostface Killer, a lot of people that was there, shout out Real Un, Big Un, Yap City, the whole movement, like, everybody was there. Then we just played, like, a couple records in it, and it was just shaking the room. So it's like, where I'm at now, I know, like, I found where I need to be.
Okay.
And it's just being me. Like, yeah. Honestly, like the last time I recorded, I felt like I was trying to sound like myself. And I had to come out and be like, yo, bro, just go in there and talk. Like, go in there and talk. Like, I have to tell myself, because I still revert back to trying to change it up and do it. But right now, like, I mean, maybe that time will come back around again. But right now, it's just truly, like, how I sound. Like,
I will say, though, listening to your music, one thing you are consistent with, and I don't know if that's how you're going to take it, but I will say, like, I hear the pain.
Yeah.
In your voice, like, yeah. So like each track that I kept listening to, it's like I obviously you heard even the growth within the voice, right? Mm-hmm. But each track I kept listening to, it was just like you was going through something, whatever it was. That's you crazy. Understand?
It's crazy because like prior to like 2020, I used to drop like probably a song every year.
Okay.
Like, and like that's why like it felt like I would say back to what you said in the beginning, like I was never in the industry. Like, I never did what the industry do. I never practiced their rules. I just was a rapper.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, friend used to tell me all the time, like, yo, you don't drop. You're not consistent. You don't drop. You don't give your fans anything to argue in the barbershop about. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not doing this. And then I had a meeting with Sony, and I played them, I think, like, 22 records.
Okay.
And they said, yo, what is this doing in your laptop? And I was just like, yo, I'm waiting. And he was like, waiting for what?
Yeah, yeah.
What you waiting for? Like, and they kind of like opened my eyes to where, like, from that, it sparked me even more. Like, let me start putting music out. And I believe, like, 2020, like, is when after Snakes, I've been very consistent.
Okay.
But to touch on that, every record, that's why it's like touch and go. Because every record that I really put on Apple Music, like, from the True Magic, I was literally going through something. Like, and, like, that was my time, like, whether I stole the hours in the middle of a session, like, it's time for me to get this record off. And, like, and it's, like, those records that I put out always felt like, yo, this is going to be the one. Like, it took so much to get it off. And people, me not realizing, like, people use you, bro. Like, you know what I mean? You be around thinking, getting promise, and you just around. So it's, like, those records that I did put on Apple Music was, like, the little bit that I took from them, like, yo, I got this record off. Y'all gotta help me put it out. And they give me the one off. I get a little shine, and it's like, yo, bro, nah, that's not what we trying to do. So it's like, it was a moment to where I felt like me and Frenny just had to really just go get it. You know what I'm saying? And not worry about what's outside of what's for us. So it's like, if it's for me, it's gonna happen.
Yeah,
that's how I really feel. And it's crazy.
You gotta have that mentality, right? Like, if it's for me, it's gonna happen, right? And just really, the good thing is that you have the communication with your team, right? And shout out to Franny. Like, Franny seems like she's gonna be up your ass if you're not doing shit correctly. You understand? Yeah. So it's like, it's good that you have that beside you, because let's keep it a stack. Like, you're obviously you're an influencer, right? So people look at your page, they're assuming you right now, you probably have everything down packed. Like, like everything's all like good and dandy for you. You understand? And they don't understand that the struggles and the challenges you are faced as an influencer and as just a regular human being.
But you want to know what's funny? It's like, it's not even about they don't understand.
Okay.
Like, to be honest, like, nobody want to see that. Like, and I'm guilty of it. Like, I don't want to go on, like, Facebook and just see you crying. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's where we went wrong, where everybody used to just run into social media for their problems. So it's like, I really embrace, like, not being a celebrity or famous, because I don't really even pay attention to that. I just embrace knowing that people are watching me at every moment. So it's like, I'm not going to give you those moments. When I speak, when we have these moments and people tune in deeper, then they get the jewels. But like, I'm going to motivate the person that came from where I came from. So it's like, it's like a catch-22. If you on social media about your woes and woes and woes and woes, I feel like that's what just keep coming to you. Like, it's a full circle. So it's like, I post up what we doing, what we really doing, and what's happening. And of course we have bad days, but it's like, why would I want you to be having a good day? Like for example, like, you could be a supporter of me having a great morning.
Mm-hmm.
Then you come to Nizzle page and I'm like, yo guys, I'm just missing my mother today. And now you're like, oh, yo, bro. Like, and now you're down. Why would I want to be that type of influencer? So it's like, those are the times that I keep to me and my sisters in the house, the arguments and the regular family time. Because people don't deserve to see that, I don't think.
Gotcha.
I just feel like it's not fair, especially when you got people that's fully supporting you. Like, it just, like, I've been victim to that. Like, people that I support, I go on their page, and I'm just like, they down, now I'm down. And I'm like, dang, bro. Like,
I mean, energy's transferable.
Yeah, and it's like, as an influencer, I think you need to be mindful of that, what you're putting out. So, like, I try to really, like, keep what I'm doing, like, the positive style. I don't want to. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go back and forth on social media arguing what I could do to people. I don't want to portray that for multiple reasons. But like, obviously, like I said, I don't want the next person that is watching what I'm doing to be like, oh, that's how Nizzle got on. Like, he started wilding. Like, because it's not the same for everybody's situation. You know what I'm saying? You're not the same person. So you, I just feel like you gotta take your own role, look at what's going on, and adjust. Because nothing changed from the beginning of time, from when I started loving to watch music. It's the same. It's just like, you got to know where you fit in and be okay with that.
Other than music, right? Because I love what you're saying right now, because you're basically saying in a nutshell, like, how you're just transmuting and, you know, like the negative into a positive in a sense, or you're not spreading the negative to others, right? So I guess I want to know, like, other than music, what is it that you do to transmute that negative energy or feeling into a positive?
Well, like, we're going on our third annual Boxes of Love. That's something that I created with Franny.
Okay.
It's pretty much on the first year was on Valentine's Day. This year's gonna be on Valentine's Day as well. But pretty much it was created for all of the single women.
Okay.
Like, I didn't want them. It's like Valentine's Day was being used as like a taunting, like to taunt them, and opposed to it actually being what it was created for. So like, I felt like the single women on that day are the ones that feel outcasted. Like, damn, like I don't got, or like they get into rush into a situation to just be a part of something, so they don't feel
part of society type
left
shit
out on Valentine's Day. So like, we started that 3 years ago. And that's just one thing, but, like, we started that, and now it just grew. It took its own life. And, like, the first year we fed, I think, 50 mothers.
Oh, wow.
And then second year was 100. This year we're trying to do 1,000, and it's just getting bigger. The Staten Island Association, they rocking with us. There was multiple. I don't want to start naming individual because I know I'm going to miss somebody, and then, like, I don't want to leave them out. But there's a bunch of, like, businesses in Staten Island that want to see change, that's happy that somebody my age, young, that's still in tune with the youth, that want to do things, and it's not just black and white. It's not just on the internet saying put the guns down. It's just, you got to change within, and you got to bring businesses to where you at. So it's like, that's also my motivation, like, for Staten Island. Like, it's not to be the king of Staten Island. It's to bring business to Staten Island for everybody else, and it's not gonna stop. Like, I'm an asset to New York City, so I need to be an asset to my borough. And it's like, as big as I get, I could do that. I could be in nightclubs on Staten Island and pack it out. I could do Staten Island Yankee Stadium alone and pack it out and bring other local artists and artists from the city. So it's like, I think the way I'm attacking my career is totally different. It's like, and I took that from the West Coast.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because living in the West Coast, I lived in three different spots, and people that's from the West Coast gonna laugh when I say where I first moved, Woodland Hills, which is like right next to Calabasas. But then I started going down, like, basically. I went from there to NoHo to even Compton I lived in. But what I seen from it was that you could be from North Hollywood, never go to Los Angeles, never go to Woodland Hills, and still make $1 million in North Hollywood because of the population. That's kind of how I feel about Staten Island. Like, we've always been a borough, and we've always fought to be said, like, yo, Staten Island. Now we here, now what? Like, you know what I'm saying? And then it's really like, we can't blame anybody else. Like, now what? we mention y'all, now what? And it's like, okay, cool. I got to be a part of the now what. Mm. I'm not the now what. I'm a part of the now what. And that's how I feel about Staten Island, because it's like, all right, bro. There's a whole market. There's a whole everything in Staten Island that everybody look over, because it's really not that. So, yeah, we getting our chest like, oh, yeah, I don't want to be out here. But what's out here? Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we doing out here? Do we have what the city have to attract it? Who's our hitters? Who's coming back to the city? Like, who's popping out? Because when you at that stature and you in these venues and local spots, people come. So it's like, that's what I'm chasing now. Like, all right, cool. I'm going to be great in New York City. There's a million people repping every other borough. But, like, I got to put on for Staten Island, because people really are watching right now and really are happy with what I'm doing. And I'm representing the correct way of okay. what I'm doing. So it's like, not everybody happy. I'm sure there's somebody like, yo, whatever. But, like, for the most part, I've had outsiders tell me, like, yo, bro, Staten Island looking great. And that's the thing. So it's like, from what I'm doing, other people in their bag. And they like, yo, you know what? We're going to put out. We're going to put on. We're gonna do it before him. Whatever the case they may be thinking, it's still, I'm a factor of why people are starting to put on. Mm. And I love it. And they're going to keep chasing. I'm going to keep chasing who I'm chasing. And we're going to keep making it great again and making the vibe good. Because when you ain't chasing something, like, that's when it's dry. When you think that you got it all or you the greatest, like, that's when it's dry. But me, I feel like I'm the little dog on the totem pole. I'm not in the industry yet. I'm not in no quarters. I'm not in the league until I'm in it. Y'all going to know when I'm in the league once I'm there. But right now I'm in, what, college? Like, that's how I feel. Like, I laid it to sports. I'm playing in NCAA right now, and I'm starting to score.
I will say that I do agree with you with the fact of, like, how Staten Island doesn't get its credit as it should, you know, and a lot of the, you know, like you said, like you're doing your part as a, you know, as a person from Staten Island, you know. So I want to know, what is your take on the music, like, coming from Staten Island? How you feel about that?
Like, my thought is, like, right now as a whole, like, I don't want to be the one to pinpoint who's doing what, but I think, like, everybody in the city, mm-hmm. like New York City, there's names that when you think of Staten Island, you say those names. So it's like, I don't want to be the one to say any name. Okay. Because, like, there's other people low-key putting on that's from Staten Island that we probably not even, that people don't even know is from Staten Island, bro. I'm not even going to say the person's name. But, you know, bro, I just came into, like, contact with a person that has 1.3 billion streams on Staten Island, like, and is legit. Like, bro, and nobody knows, like, so it's like, there's a bunch of people in Staten Island, bro, but, like, obviously right now, like, I gotta say, like, Ghost is still relevant, like, they still kicking up, you know, they started the Yap City movement for Staten Island and came to me with it, and a couple of other people that was out there, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't want nobody to feel like, oh, I'm, like, I don't really watch people. Like, if it make it to my eyes, then it's like, it's dead, bro. Okay. Like my son Nitty. Like, I see Nitty stuff. I like his stuff. Like, you feel me? But, like, I'm not going to go search for Nitty stuff right now because I'm so busy.
Focus on you.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't want to ever be influenced by somebody that's next to me and not realize it. And that's what be happening when you in creative mode. You listening to music, you listening to this. I may take a cadence from over here, and now that could be bro, and I blow off that. Now that's a story. Yo, he took that from, so it's like, I really don't be, I listen to, when I'm outside of rap, I listen to totally different music, like pop music, R&B, like, that's what be on my playlist, and it's weird, but it's like, I hear so much of the rap that when I'm alone, I want to hear other things, I want to hear real, like, singing, and yeah. It's just weird.
I mean, no, I get it, because I'm, you know, like, I do shows, so I'm constantly doing all these shows, yeah. Right? When I'm home or I'm in the whip, like, my job, I be switching up the genres, too. I don't get me wrong. I be having my emo side. I be having my Latin side.
Pulling out Marshmello,
like, yeah, you
pumping
know?
Your tunes. But, like, so, I be
so
playing,
I get it.
Playing with it. But, like, everybody right now, like everybody doing their thing. Like I said, like, I feel like, If it's mentioned, it's mentioned. Like, if somebody mentioned and asked me about a person, I'm gonna answer my feelings. But, like, to think about what's going on. Like I really don't. Like, I just hope everybody putting their best foot forward, because like right now, it's a delicate time for Staten Island. Like, we got another year to put on, bro. Like, after that, they gonna sweep us back, cause like we had, like, Staten Island's relevant. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's how I feel. Like, you can't play the game. No sport that we grew to love was a one man game. Like, So like, I'm just on the starting lineup, bro.
I know you mentioned how, like, you had, you know, like, growing up was hard, right? And I say that, like, listening to your music. So, like, what's a challenge? Give me a challenge from your past that you overcame and to this day you're most proud of.
Like, a challenge from my past?
Yeah. Or a lesson learned?
I felt like the most valuable lesson I learned, like, you could only get beat if you have malice in your heart. Mm. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, with that being said, like, if somebody call you, for the average person that's not thinking negative or thinking about malice or thinking about a scheme, they going, when it sounds too good to be true, that's where that statement came from. Yo, it's too good to be true. They going to hang up the phone. But when you a schemer in your heart and you thinking to get up, that's when you get beat. So it's like, when I was younger, I feel like everybody did their little scheming and scamming. But like one time my dad told me that, like, because I had lost a lot of money thinking I was getting rich off a scheme.
Okay.
Like, oh, hey, yo, we going to flip this. And, like, I did it and lost the bread. I was upset. And he told me, like, yo, the only way you going to get beat ever again is if you keep that in your heart, trying to get rich from nothing.
Mm.
So it's like, from that point on, like, I swear, like, I haven't been beat again, because, like, I work for whatever I want to go get. Like, I don't have to scam. I don't have to scheme. I don't have to try to scheme him. You know what I'm saying? We could just get money together, like, and do business. Like, so, like, that's the biggest thing I learned.
Like, how do you go about keeping a healthy mental state of mind? Because it's not easy doing what you do.
Nah. I don't think I do. Like, to be honest,
okay.
Like,
okay.
I be saying that all the time, like, yo, bro, like, I'm going through things, like, you know what I mean? So I just think that I'm just grateful for the people that's around me that understand it.
And are you doing anything, like, to work towards, like, keeping yourself, like, or trying
I practice mind over matter.
Okay.
I talk to myself a lot and tell myself I'm calm, like, things, because I think, like, I don't think I ever really processed, like, my parents dying or even grieved, because, like I said, I just was like, I'm going to stay busy.
Mm.
And then when I make it, I'll take that time to grieve. Like,
okay.
So, like, that's just been my way of, like, coping with it, because other than that, I probably would have spiraled. But I don't think, like I'm crazy or nothing, but I don't think that, like, I think that, I mean, I'm like everybody else, but it's not, I won't sit here and say, like, every day is peachy. Like, it's a lot of struggles being independent and then having real life issues and just in general and not knowing and not being able to call somebody or just nobody besides, like, obviously a higher being, but nobody above you that's above the people around you. Like, there's no older people to tell you, like, yo, bro, look, or it's that be a lot, because you as a young person, like, until you old, you want that from people sometimes, like, to be like, yo, bro, you wildin', like, or like, do it this way. So it's just been, like, my mental is, like, I feel like I'm mentally stable, of course, like, but, like, it be a challenge just going forward and not waking up. Like, I tell everybody around me, like, just be happy, because we supposed to be depressed. Like, if you look at your life, like, most of the average person around you, like, if you start telling your stories, you're supposed to be depressed. Like, it's like those stories make you depressed. That's why I don't like to share mine, like, because it make you depressed. So if it make you depressed, now I'm depressed. Now people DMing me, yo, bro, I'm sorry for your love. I'm sorry for this. It's like, and I believe it, but it's like, now we just depressed together. We a group hug. So it's like, mentally, like, I'm trying to figure it out personally, like, on some, like, how to cope with it and how to, it's almost 3 years, but that's all that I'm going through. Other than that, prior to, like, my parents, I ain't had nothing, no problems, because that's my biggest problem right now. Like, everything else we could get to it. We ain't gonna never starve. We gonna always eat. Like, but it's knowing, like, yo, bro, like, they're gone. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they gone. Like, and just sometimes sitting there when it's just me and getting mad, like, and then knowing, like, all right, what are you gonna get mad at, bro? Or what are you gonna do?
So I do want to say something, though, in reference to that, right? Mm-hmm. And I guess when it's, you know, I'm not no therapist or nothing like that, but I would just say, like, I'm very big when it comes to, like, holistic healing or just facing, like, your mental health, right? So I would just say whenever you're ready to heal, right, I know how you said, like, sharing your story can be depressing, but I want you to look at it, too, where it's, like, it's not that it's depressing. When you're in a place of healing, you can also inspire other people who's been through what you've been through. And you can be in a place where it's like, somebody can be like, shit, if you overcame that,
yeah, it's true.
You can motivate me into overcoming it. So, you know, whenever you're ready to share that true story within you, who knows, maybe you need to write a book.
Yeah,
or, you know, like, or it could be in a song, you know?
I feel like I definitely, like, share it. I just don't, like I said, I just don't go into it like you said.
No, I
so
get
like,
it. You're not gonna be ranting on social media and everything like
that. I don't you won't catch me with the teary eyes like, yo, I miss my mom's, y'all. So everybody could come under there and just be like, yo, bro. Like, and like, it's nothing wrong, because like, when my mom died, I did turn to Facebook, and only because it was like, yo,
yeah,
like, yo, my mom died, y'all. And those are the people that know you, so it was like, that keeps you. So I had, like, Franny had different emotions to it too, like, oh, I won't go on Facebook. And I explained my version of why I went, and she understood it, because it's not, I don't want to really hear the, but like, in that moment when you lose somebody that close, you do want to hear that. You want everybody to,
you want that
baby
support.
You and so it's like, it's nothing wrong, like, we human beings. That's what's wrong when people just want to shut down. Like, you do want everybody to check on you, and it lasts for about 2 weeks. Mm. And then after that, you got the rest of your life now to deal with it on your own.
Yeah.
So it's like, social media for me in that aspect, I jack it for that. When people come there and, yo, I lost this person, can y'all pray with me, can y'all pray for me, can y'all. It's like, yo, bro, that you got a whole world. And if it go viral, now you got millions of people really reaching out to you. Like, yo, you're going to be okay. That's what keeps people and human beings going. Like, encouragement. Like, not just being alone and shutting it out. Like, nah, I'm good. Like, somebody checking on you, bro. Like, look, you don't even got to say nothing, but I know it'd be tough, bro. Just know, like, it's good. Like, simple stuff, especially for men. Like, we don't gotta say too much to the bro. Yo, gang, I know you good. Like, yeah, I'm good. I bet, bro. Just know I'm here, and then hang up.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, I think I can see. Like, I'm gonna keep it a stack. Like, I can tell you have like a very powerful, like, aura or energy behind you, and this is like, you know, like I said, continue healing within your, you know, within your process in a sense, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, cause the more you do, like, more you put in that work. Like, you are a powerful person.
Yeah.
So, like, even the way you speak and the way you carry yourself and you know, like, you're moving, you know, how you're moving, should I say.
Yeah.
So, it's like, because of how you're moving and everything like that, it's very powerful. So, honestly, like, you know, like, continue putting in that work, putting yourself in that place where you're just like, you know, like, you're going to keep spreading that love.
Yeah, facts. And that's just really what it is. Like I said, when I came back to New York, I just wanted to be an asset. And you know, sometimes that, like being an asset may be looked at in the wrong way. Because, like, everybody want to be the king of something. Mm. But it's like, I'm the king of being Nizzle. Like, nobody going to be me better than me, I promise you. Like, and there's people that try it. So it's like, that's it. That's all, like, and that's on God. Like, that's on my mom's. That's really all I want to be the king of. Dope. Like, mastering with, and it's like, yo, Nizzle, like, yo, that boy, that he's sick. Like, all the rest of that other chatter is irrelevant for me. So it's just like, that's just it. Like, I just really want to get to a point where it matters. When I do tell my story, and, you know, when people view the story, and from interviews like this where people are getting into my head and hearing it, and now they see next week, next, the month after that, the growth, that it's like, people grow with me. So, like, that's all I want. I just want people to not judge me. Like, I don't judge them, and understand that I'm a work in progress.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? and don't. That's it. Because sometimes that's that be it too. You get judged a little bit too much.
You already know it comes with territory.
Yeah, it do. But like I'm here for it, and that's why I told you in the beginning. That's why I told you in the beginning. You know what I mean? Like I make sure I put out what I want to be put out to the world.
Okay.
Because it's like, well, we don't got time for everything we work for to go away with a mistake or a personal rant that you just didn't even think out.
Yeah.
So it's like sometimes, like, that's just it. Understand where you at. I understand what is coming.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Do I feel like I'm there? No. Will I ever feel that way? I don't know. Like, I probably won't, because it's like, I think when you get to that point and you feel that you're there, that's when shit go left. Like,
gotcha.
So, like, gotcha. For me, like, it's not there till it's dead, bro. I've been feeling like we knocking at the door, but we're not going to stop until the door's wide open.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't admire anything that's happening right now. Like,
and I'm sure there's a few doors that has opened, but it's not the door you want.
Every door's opening, but we trying to get to the door.
Okay.
Like, and that's just the bottom line. Like, we trying to get to the door. Like, we taking the proper doors. Put it like this. We got in the house, and now we trying to find the room that they in.
Gotcha.
So it's like, every room got somebody in it that's supposed to be in it, but now we trying to get to the right room.
Gotcha.
That's just how I look at it. It's just, you, like, I won't even say a million no's, one yes, because I don't, like, there's no no's, like, bro. Like, no on what? Like, go do it. Like, that's where we at in 2022.
The no's are, I learned this doing, like, you mentioned, like, network marketing, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, your no's are, it stands for next opportunity.
Fact.
Like I said, like, you've been in this game for a minute, you know? So you learn not to take those no's personal.
Yeah, that's a fact. And that's true. Like I may ask you the most craziest thing, like, and it's up to you to be like, nah, nizzle. And I'm not going to take it no way, but I'm going to ask you still, like, so it's like, where I'm at right now, I don't feel like nobody owe me nothing, man.
Okay.
So, like.
So like, where you're at right now, right? Because, again, your motivations, a lot of things has changed from when you started to where you're at now. So, and this happens as well with your why. So what's your why right now?
Like, why I'm doing it?
Yeah.
Because, like, if I don't, like, it truly is death mentally, and I feel like physically. Like, what any other option I would turn on and focus my brain on, like, I don't know. Mm. Like, it's just like, I really love this. Like, I loved it. My mom died seeing me do this and proud of me. And it's like, my sister gave up a lot to be a part of my career. So, like, for me to ever give up, it's like giving up on her, giving up on everything. And I don't know who interview I watched, but I had watched the interview, and they said, like, you're not supposed to stop doing something that you're doing until that person that supported you stops supporting you.
Mm.
So it's like, if Franny was to give up one day and be like, yo, bro, like, you don't got it, and really meant it, and, like, weeks went by, and she was like, yeah, nah, we ain't doing this. We tried everything. I think I would probably at that point be like, all right, maybe something, like, because that's the person that thought you were going to make it out of the whole world. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, everybody has a supporter of what they're doing that's going to be there no matter what. So it's like, 9 out of 10 times, that person never going to give up on you. So you should never give up on yourself.
Gotcha.
So it's like, that's how I look at it. Like, I ain't going to never stop. Like,
that's what's up. Well, lastly,
mm-hmm.
when was the last time you did something for the first time?
Yo, I'm trying to think. It'd be mad first times for everything.
Yes, but, facts.
Today was the first time, like, that I fed, like people, like in the city, like. We was at the Bowery Mission today, and like we served almost 500 people. That was the first time. It was, because the other one was kids, but this was the first time I like was in there with like adults,
like serving and
like really like there, okay. Like being the person like on the mashed potatoes. on the Mac, on the chicken. Like, okay. That was my station.
How was that experience?
It really felt good. Okay. And it didn't feel like some like, oh, we're here giving. It felt just like that's what my moms did. Like, so it's like for me, the whole time I'm turning to Finny, like, your mommy would be smiling. Like, but like for me, it felt like this is lit. Like, not what I'm doing, but what they have. Like, they, like, bro, what do you mean? Like, this is breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Anybody in the world could come walking here and just no questions asked eat. Mm-hmm. Like, I felt amazed because sometimes you don't know what they have to offer for the less fortunate or the homeless people. Like, when it's freezing, that's the first thing I think of. When it's like, oh, it's below, like, damn, I hope they let them in the ferry. Or I hope they let them somewhere. Like, so it's like, what I seen today, it wasn't just the average homeless person that mm-hmm. you would think of. I seen people in suits. I seen white, Jewish. I seen a whole variety of the world not too proud to come eat.
Wow.
And us not too proud to serve them, hand in knee. DJ Bobby Trends is in the waiting. He's in the cafeteria as a waiter. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is a legend. Like, in the cafeteria, cleaning up garbage. Like, we all there, Franny there. Shake the block, whole family there. Like, so it just was like, for me, it's like, bro, we could do a lot more of these without the cameras. Because this wasn't about New York One being there and everybody being there. Like, we were really there. You know what I'm saying? Now, what comes from it, that's the fruits of putting in good work. People hear about it. People talk about it. Yeah, bro, talk about it. I want y'all to talk about it because it may inspire other people, even if they trying to just one-up me. Now they in the church. You know what I'm saying? Like, giving back, doing. It doesn't matter what we doing to,
you're doing to make people back.
Get to it. So I just think that, like, our time coming for real because there's too many families that we about to really bless behind what we doing. Like, so it's like, that's what's happening. Like, enough of the games, man. It's a Staten America takeover, 241 Yap City. Like, anybody in Staten Island that's hearing this, this is a PSA on the broadcast. You know what I mean? It's time to really step your shit up. Look at what I'm doing. Look at what whoever's doing. But don't put out no trash, man. They watching us. So, like, if it come across and I'm known to do that, if you asked me a specific name, I would have been like, my opinion. Like, yo, bro, they rocking. If I'm in any platform where I'm going, Hot 9, 105, and somebody bring up Joe Schmo from the block, I'm giving them their credit if it's due. Like, and that's just that. And that's what I vow to Staten Island and people that's listening because this is my campaign. Like, they done got behind a couple of people that turned their back on them. But, like, that ain't me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not here to do that. I'm here to really bring it back to Staten Island, bring what I could bring to Staten Island. I think it's about, what, like 600,000 of us on Staten Island, about 325,000 that listen to urban lifestyle. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
We just need it. We just need a quarter of that to come to Yankee Stadium next year when I come there.
What's next for you? Like, what are we expecting next from you?
I don't plan for tomorrow because I might not make it through today.
Okay.
Like, that's really my motto. But, like, no cap, like, after, it's funny because, like, we about to drop a single and a visual to Nobody before SOB. So it's like SOBs is not even next. Like, like that visual is next. And like that's about to go crazy.
Okay.
Like, that's a real, like it's a good vibe record. Like, so it's just like, we just putting on, like, we about to shake up this last couple of months or month and a half or whatever we have left.
Yeah, the last quarter, basically.
Yeah, whatever it is. Like, I don't, like I said, I'm not in the last quarter. You know what I'm saying? The people that got millions is in their quarters. I don't got millions. I'm not in no quota. Like, I'm balling. Like, I'm the nigga in the gym that I don't want to leave right now. Like,
gotcha. Like, nah.
But, like, yeah, like, that quota shit is cool. But, like, I don't know. Like, sometimes I feel like people don't even understand, like, the method behind first, second, third, and fourth quota. And if you do want to understand that, you know, listen to Franny when she go on her rants that I tell her not to, like, on her IG lives, because she just be explaining everything. But, like, yeah, like for people like me and if you listening and you feel like you are on my level or even, like, catching up to me, these quarters don't matter, bro. Like, it's time to cook up. Like, I want to be with everybody that's the greats. I don't want to pull up. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't care how great you are. Like, I don't care. Like, because it's like I want to be next to it. I don't never want to stop nobody shine. I don't want nobody to think that I'm scared to perform next to anybody because, like, if you great, I'm great because I'm going to come. Like, so it's like people know that. So, like, that's why I really think that the city rocking with me because I be with people that's nice. Like, when I get events that I could put on, like, we did Traffic Jam, we didn't shun nobody. Yo, what's up? Tee up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Pull up. I mean, that first Traffic Jam went down, I didn't even get to perform. K Gardas went crazy. Like crazy. Crazy. Like, and like, that was fully our platform. Like, where I could have snubbed her, like, nah, it's my time. No, like, it's her time to write. She went crazy. She set the tone.
For
every female that touched the stage after that, they had to come correct. Like, so it's like, that's what I'm proud of. Like, yo, you know what, bro? We doing what we supposed to do. And if we never become what they think we should have became, then that's their problem. But I know I'm going to become what I need to be. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, one thing that I tend to say a lot, I'm very big on, good is the enemy of great. So never do good. Always be great, like you
always
mentioned.
Always be great, yeah.
Because, you know, for me,
heard
be,
that before, though.
Yeah, I'm very big on that. Like, that's something that I go, I'm very, like, I mentally install in my head where it's like, I don't want to just be good at something. Like you said, I want to be great, you know? So it's like, you know, me being the perfectionist, like, I don't want to be good at this interview. I want you to
really
walk away and be like, yo, this
down,
was a great
fire.
Interview. Like, I was able
to,
you know?
This is a great interview
so,
because I feel like I just, like, got into a different zone. And, like, midway through it, I felt like I was going, ah, you know what? I'm going to let her in a little bit. Because I said, fuck it. Like, you know what? Like nobody want to hear that robot. Like, niggas want to really know, like you said. So it's like, I'm going to tell my story, but not on a podium in the manner of listen to my story. I just feel like if you rocking with me and you go back on these interviews that come out that you didn't see, you gonna now you're going to understand my story and understand where I came from. And even be able to fact check it. Like, yo, bro, look. He still didn't change. Like, he's the same.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, it's lit. Like,
it's lit. That's what I'm talking about. So, again, I'm proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
thank
continue
you.
Doing it. You know, let everybody know who's watching. Where can we find you? Where can we find your music? All that good stuff.
Y'all can find me right here, man. Nah, look. Y'all can just type in. I like to send everybody to, like, Google.
Okay.
Because it's like, I don't know what you're using. So, like, just type in Nizzle, man. N-I-Z-Z-L-E-M-A-N. Of course, I got a website too, official. I always forget about that, but I do have a website, officialnizzle.com.
Okay.
I got a couple of posters up around the world that got the scan code on it. If you see it, scan it and tag me.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but yeah, I think it's really easy to find me. Like, even if you typed in for Shizzle My Nizzle, like, I would come up by the third page, second page. So it's like, Nizzle man, it's not hard. So official Nizzle on all platforms, social media, Nizzle man for any digital streaming platform. And yeah, just keep watching this interview. If you forget where to find me, like, I'm sure it'll be listed somewhere.
And y'all already know the vibes, man. There's no reason why you shouldn't be following him.
Facts.
Why is because I'm going to have all his links in the details below. So all you got to do is just click on it.
Mm.
You know, the support is free. And, you know, I just want to say shout out to everybody who's been liking, commenting, subscribing. You guys are dope. And it's your girl, V. Hennyman, The Artistry Show. We out. Y'all already know.
Get
rock
it.
Out with your cocks out. Jam out with
Whoa.
Your clam out.
Hey, yo.
the Artistry.
Catch us on YouTube, Facebook, or outlets.
Follow us.